Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn. And for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns, the Astoria Armory. Very exciting things are happening there. You may not know about its history. We're going to talk a little bit about why this unique building is so vital to Astoria, downtown Astoria, and all of the exciting events that are coming up. We'll hear today from Robin Kustik. Robin is the events coordinator for the Astoria Armory. Hi, Robin.
Hi, how are you?
Great. I'm so happy to see you here in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
I also have with us Robert Jake Jacob. He is a board member of the Astoria Armory. Good morning, Jake.
Hi, Donna.
I'm glad you're here.
So am I.
Okay. And before we talk about all things about the Astoria Armory, the open Friday night skate nights every Friday night, which happen from 5 to 9, there's a dodgeball competition with prizes coming up on Saturday, August 16th. There are a lot of events. There's renovation. There's a lot that's exciting going on. But let's find out a little bit about each one of you. So, Robin, please tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm the events coordinator at the Astoria Armory. I'm also a Shanghai Roller Doll. I'm the vice president of the Shanghai Roller Dolls, and I'm one of the coaches for the Shanghai Roller Dolls junior team, the SR Deans, and for the Fast Girls. I've been here for about 2 years, and I just love this community.
And when you say you're a roller doll, maybe we should tell people, who are the Shanghai Roller Dolls?
The Shanghai Roller Dolls are a group of women who play a sport and run a nonprofit organization, and we basically just want to better our community, so we play an exciting game of roller derby and raise money and give it to charity.
And until the Astoria Armory opened, you had your grand opening in June, and you were the event, and you contributed the funds from that, which it was a sold-out, turn-people-away event. You had been skating out at the fairgrounds, and now you're, of course, right downtown at the Astoria Armory.
Correct.
So that's where the future matches of the Roller Dolls will be
Absolutely.
Held.
All right. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, Robin. And we'll talk about the kind of events that you're booking when we talk a little bit later.
Sure.
Robert, Jake, Jacob, there are maybe just a few people, not very many, who don't know you, because you're pretty well known in this community for your contributions with the Liberty and the trolley and just about everything almost. So please tell, though, the listening audience a little bit about yourself.
I grew up here, couldn't wait to leave, left after high school because the town was gloomy, boring, and wet, and I was sophisticated and cool. Now the town's sophisticated, cool, and I'm gloomy and wet. And I grew up with the Armory, tons of events, boxing, wrestling, home and garden shows. I watched the Harlem Clowns, the Globetrotters once were there. They had Buffalo Springfield, Deep Purple. It holds 3,000 people, like when Nixon was there. You can't find a place like that. Plus, it was built by the National Guard, the county, the city all chipped in, and the state. Great history, 1941. You won't find a roof structure like that anywhere around. And it's just a cool place. It was the roller rink when I was a puppy.
So the Astoria Armory, for those people listening who may not know where it is, why don't you tell people where it is and why the architectural design is so unique?
Well, where it is go to the Bow Picker, buy fish, go over to the Moose, sign up, and in between those two front doors is the Armory. Takes up a block. I think that's, help me, Donna, is that 16th and Exchange?
17th. It's 17th and Exchange. Between 16th and 17th.
It's behind
the Heritage Museum.
Heritage Museum.
Yeah, exactly. And it is the floor is just this gorgeous wooden floor, which is great for all kinds of sports activities and games and things. And the structure, because it was sleeping in obscurity in some way, right? I mean, it was vital when you were growing up. There were tons of events. And then what happened? There were some private owners, and then it just kind of, it wasn't used, right?
Yes, it's laid dormant for way too long. And a church group had made some changes inside, which we have since improved the structure. We've ran an engineer through it. It's just unbelievable for 1941 that the floor is intact. The roof is just great. It's how I bought buildings. It has all the right things wrong with it. Pigeon droppings and needs paint and cleaning. And a bunch of people came down for a month and worked to clean it up, and Now, instead of being a warehouse and or demolished, which was the direction it was going, we have an amazing structure that's open for the community.
Yes. It, as I remember now, the Columbia River Maritime Museum owned it, and they stored boats there.
In the basement.
In the basement. And the upstairs really wasn't used at all. And now, then when the Maritime Museum decided to sell it, that's when you and some other folks in the community, Sean Fitzpatrick, and there's a board of directors of the Armory right now, stepped in to say, hey, let's keep this as a community center. And you arranged through Friends of the Armory to now have possession of the building. But you have to fix it up, and which you're doing.
Correct. What's amazing to me is I'm a local kid who, you know, loves the Armory, and my background loves buildings like that. But the other three board members, four counting Jennifer, I forget always, they're from California, Idaho, and the retired helicopter pilot lived all over the U.S. on the eastern seaboard. And these people, with no connection, said, my gosh, what an amazing structure. Whoa, let's not lose this. And at night, we're the janitors, the most highly paid, non-functioning janitorial team you'll ever see.
I walked over there Friday night after the skate night, and we'll talk about that in a minute, Robin. And sure. I saw you taking the trash out, and I saw everybody smiling and happy, and Sean and his wife were sweeping the floor, and everybody had smiles on their faces.
Yeah, Sean and Ann Fitzpatrick are a huge part of it. Sean's on the board. Jennifer Rasmussen's on the board. Bruce Peterson, the retired helicopter pilot, is on the board. And Greg Peterson, vice president of Clatsop Bank, is on the board. It's a bunch of cool guys that just give and give and give back to the community. And Robin, our PR gal, donates about 900 hours a week.
Well, Robin, you are the events coordinator for the Astoria Armory. You also skate with the Shanghai Roller Dolls, so yeah. I know you have to do a lot of practice. And what exactly are you trying to do in terms of arranging events at the Armory?
Well, I'm definitely trying to keep the events that we have going on very community-based. I want to make it a safe and just an awesome experience for everybody who goes through those doors. I want people to be able to go like family skate night and just, you know, be in a fun environment, listen to some music, skate around. Same with our dodgeball competition. You know, it's just a fun, silly thing to do. As far as scheduling events, right now we have lots of people contact me to rent out the building, which is great. And we're just trying to kind of keep it very community and family friendly, you know, a community center.
Well, you had your grand opening in June, mm-hmm. and it was packed. It was a derby, which means a competition, a skating competition between the Shanghai Roller Dolls and another team. I don't remember who that
Storm
was.
City.
The Storm City Rollers, okay. And that was just, you turned people away because it was so popular.
500 tickets, we turned away about 200. We're going to have another bout in September, on September 13th, against the Dockyard Dames, and I expect we'll be able to increase our, you know, the amount of people that are going to be there. You know, it's just going to be a fun, good event.
Well, I think maybe we should talk a little bit about what the Shanghai Roller Dolls are doing, because really you all have been the ones who have been showing up with the paintbrushes and you know, and the sponges, and you've been getting concession stand ready to go. You've been doing all of that. So really since, I don't know, when did the Friends of the Armory take possession? Was it in the spring? I think the cleanup has been going on probably since the spring.
Yeah.
And then your event was in June. So the Shanghai Roller Dolls, not only do they skate in competitions, but they do a lot of community service work, too.
Absolutely. It's required for us to do a certain amount of community service. We, you know, we have other volunteers, too, which are really amazing. I have three gentlemen that are just come in and just work. And my husband, who I did not say last time I was here, volunteers a ton. So I just want to make sure that Arthur Acoustic knows that he's on the radio right now. We spend a lot of time. We have our juniors program as well, which is part of our volunteer. It's free to children from 5 to 11 and 12 to 17. And having the Armory open is great because we're in town. We're able to accommodate a large quantity of kids. We have, since the last time I did your show, we were at, think 28, and now we're at 42.
You have 42
kids, yeah.
And I know that when we talked last time, it was you felt that, and you could see that young women were really gaining confidence.
Oh gosh,
from
yeah.
using their bodies and having a team of really supportive women.
You know, just an example. I have a little girl that skates with us who wears her bangs in her face. You can't see her eyes. And in the past, maybe 3 or 4 skate lessons, she pulls her hair back now, and she's all smiles. And it's really amazing to see her kind of come out of her shell. It's awesome.
How old are they? So, okay, so if someone's listening and they say, oh, I want my granddaughter to do this, or, oh, I didn't realize my daughter could do this, we'll give people contact information for Robin. And you can also go to the website. The Astoria Armory has a website. You can Google Astoria Armory, or you can go to astoriaarmory.com, and you can get Robin's contact information. And so you are offering these lessons. You're bringing in these young girls, and what are the ages?
The SR Deans are from 5 to 11, and the Shanghai Stingrays are from 12 to 17.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. And all right, so that's a great story about the bangs. That really does show, you're right, that they're beginning to, you know, self-acceptance for these young women, so important.
Oh, absolutely.
What are the events that you're excited about coming up? Now, I know on Saturday, August 16th, there's a dodgeball competition. I think that's from like 12 to 3 on a Saturday.
Correct.
And that is a competition with prizes. But for those people who don't know, what is dodgeball?
Jake, you want to take that one?
When I was a kid, it's prison ball. You line up on either side of the mid-court line, and you throw a hopefully a nice, soft, inflatable ball and hit them. If you haven't seen it, rent the movie with Vince Vaughn and Ben Stiller. It's hilarious. And we already have the teams. And basically, when you get hit by the ball, you're out and have to go to prison. And it's just fun. It was called prison ball when I was a puppy.
Okay, so there's a dodgeball competition. And so how can people just show up? I mean, when you say you already have the teams, then do people go and watch this? Do people go and participate? How does that work?
So we're still accepting registration for teams. You create your own team of 8 to 10 people. It's, you know, you just call, give me a call, 503-791-6064, and we'll get your registration, and you just come and join. It's a tournament, so last man, basically last team standing is the winner, is the cash prize. And then we're also hoping that people will get creative and dress up in costume or like a zombie or whatever, and we're going to have a prize for the best themed team as well.
Oh, okay. That's good. Yeah. Okay, so that's Saturday, August 16th. And I think it's open to all ages, although you probably wouldn't want your toddler out there.
Correct. Yeah.
So, but
common
sense. But yes, yeah. Common sense. But families, and that's, I think, that what I'm really hearing from you is you want the Armory to be a family-friendly community event center.
Absolutely.
And there really is no facility this large which can accommodate this many people in this community. And not only has, I know Jake talked about, you know, the reasons to preserve it because of its architectural integrity and how unique it is. I think that's a particular kind of roof that is, what
lamella.
Is that? It's a what?
A lamella roof. If you go and stand and look up to the ceiling, you will find out there's no beams or trusses supporting it. It's very unique. And obviously for John Gutenberg and Jake types with architecture, it's phenomenal, 1941, and it's still perfect.
Yeah, it's just somehow you just, that building makes you happy, I think, because happy things have happened in that building.
Absolutely.
And now it's coming back. So if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today we're talking about the Astoria Armory, the renovation, an update on that, events that are planned. And my guests are Robin Kustik. She is the events coordinator for the Astoria Armory, and Robert Jake Jacob, who is a board member. And a lot of people still don't know. On Friday nights, every Friday night, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., there is a family skate night. And So what happens there? I mean, you have a concession stand open. What happens?
So we have a concession stand, music. It's a blast to watch all these families. I mean, it's awesome. Skate, you know, a lot of little kids show up and they're, you know, have new friends that they see every Friday night. It's just an absolutely wonderful experience.
And more people are coming. In the beginning, people didn't know. Now the numbers are up. People are starting to come. Now, what if people don't have their own skates?
We have skate rentals.
You have skate rentals.
Yep. Yeah.
For all sizes.
For all sizes.
But it isn't It isn't free. It costs $2 to get in.
$2. Wow.
And then the skates are $3. You know what's fun? We watched 11-year-old girl, Robin Dever, toots her own horn here, but the 11-year-old girl paid by herself, and then she said, I don't know how to skate. And the roller dolls, there's about 3 or 4 volunteers, so when you crash out on the floor and can't get back up, they're there. And this 11-year-old, and we said, hold on. And here she looked up, and there's this professional in her eyes, a roller derby girl, all with knee pads and a black T-shirt and with nicknames. And she said, I'll teach you how to skate. And that 11-year-old just beamed from ear to ear and probably went home and said, Mom, I had a professional roller derby girl teach me how to skate. They're there every Friday night, and it is just a blast to look through those doors and think, if it wasn't for these goofy other guys that helped me, that wouldn't be here. And here's the mom and dad holding their 6-year-old kid, and his feet are barely touching the rink, and they're going around in circles like they did in 1950 and 60.
Do you play different kinds of music, Robin?
Oh, yeah.
All different, because you have so many different generations at skating.
Yeah. So it's funny. Like, my generation, a lot of people were like, can we play 80s music? Which was slightly painful for me. But, yeah, we play everything. We try to, obviously, keep it family friendly, but all different genres. So that's nice.
That's great.
Yeah. And like Jake said, the Shanghai Roller Dolls are out there as skate guards. So if you don't know how to skate, we'll help you skate. I know that a couple of us give private skate lessons as well, too. So if you're kind of shy and you want to try to figure it out before you go in front of, 100 or so people, give us a call and we'll take care of you.
Oh, that's great. And Robin, what do you need now? We have these upcoming events. You're booking events. People are calling you, whether it's a concert or a wedding or whatever. There are a lot of events coming up. The structure is sound. Functionally, everything is working. However, you need volunteers to do some cleanup, right? What do you need volunteers to do?
I need volunteers to help paint. We need our bathrooms need to be updated. Cleaning, volunteers for concessions, and volunteers, I mean, pretty much for anything. Anybody wants to come and just help out with their community center and can grab a paintbrush or a vacuum or a broom. Just come on down.
Okay. Well, I think this is a great thing for a family to do together, too.
Absolutely.
What's neat about the volunteering, we don't make you sign up and commit. You just come when you want. We need people with the watching the doors, opening the doors for the events. And we have, I should mention, Artie Chapman. She's there every day painting because she just has been hoping that she grew up with me, and she's hoping that could get back the community, square dancing, classes, all the things that you could do in there. And as far as it is a nonprofit, and we have currently $6.08 in our till. So anybody, and it's 1940s bathrooms, and the city's been real good with us. But it needs loot, so anybody that's goofy enough can call Robin, 791-6064. And write it to the Astoria Armory. It is nonprofit, and anything helps. But if you just don't want to do loot and you want to show up, Robin's got a million tasks for you, event nights or during the day, and to help out.
I think it's so fun. I'd love to. I think it would be fun to do the concession stand, actually, sometime,
all the popcorn you can eat.
And the more that we do things like this, the more we're able to offer things like classes, dance classes, the private skate lessons, crafts for kids on the weekends, bag lunches for kids that can't afford lunches on the weekends, things like that. The more volunteers we have, the better this community is going to be.
All right.
We need
to
work together.
All of you who are listening who have, no children, have children, or families, yourself, your parents, the Astoria Armory offers something that you can't find anywhere else in this community.
Correct.
And so I would encourage everyone to call Robin to go to the website or to come down. And Robin, let's talk about some of the events you have booked, because we're not at fall yet, but we're coming up. The next event, of course, is, again, the dodgeball competition on August 16th. And then what happens after that?
So we're going to have another, obviously, roller derby bout in September. We have the Mayor's Ball in October. We have a couple of Christmas. We have a Christmas bazaar in November, and then we're going to do the Christmas market in December.
Oh, you mean the indoor Sunday market, like
correct,
Cindy
yes.
Mudge and the
yeah.
Astoria
yes.
Sunday market. Okay,
yes.
Indoors.
Thank
during
you.
Winter.
I haven't
that's
been here long
fabulous.
Enough.
Fabulous.
Yeah, I know.
Great.
I was very
okay.
excited to hear
Good.
From Cindy. We're working on a New Year's party there. In Halloween, we're going to have a monster skate. Halloween falls on a Friday, so that's going to be really exciting. Everyone can dress up in their costumes and safe, fun place to, you know, get some candy and skate around and, you know, burn off all that sugar.
Right, and the Starving Artist Fair is going to be happening
correct.
During the holidays. So
yeah.
people are realizing now that this is an event center which is unlike any other here, and so they're starting to say, can you do this kind of event and that kind of event and
absolutely.
Concerts? What is your goal? Is to have something there every weekend? Obviously, you're going to have the Friday night skates, but is it to have just ongoing events?
Absolutely. The more we have there and the more people that can experience the Armory and how awesome it is, the more we can help our community and keep people interested and, you know, have us, like I said, a safe place for all ages, you know, seniors to babies, you know.
What have been the challenges that you all have dealt with as you've moved along? It sounds like the community is really a lot of people who know, and some people who are listening probably haven't heard about the Armory and are just maybe hearing about it for the first time. What were some of the challenges that you've been dealing with, and are there any that you see right now, or do you think things are just for the very short time you've been open, things are moving along pretty well in a good trajectory?
Yeah, the challenges are just the normal kind of stuff. Money and people and efforts. And then, of course, to promote what's going on. Most people, because the budget for promotion is zero. And so people like you let us, you know, get the word out to community. If you see the doors open on Exchange Street, come on in and take a look. Just look at that Armory. I mean, it's got a mezzanine that sits 700 people looking down. And Robin and the girls used to bounce off concrete for practice and events. Now they bounce off of soft hardwood floors. So it's just, it's an amazing space. But like I said, there's tons of things that haven't ever been done there because it was built in 1941 and code things. And so anything that you can do, either volunteer, and you're right, doing concessions. There's also licorice and all kinds of stuff.
Is that what you sell there? Popcorn, licorice?
Rink food.
Yeah, of course, yeah. You know what? It's so sad that drive-ins, a lot of drive-ins. I used to love drive-ins as a kid. And I mean, there's still a few around. And then roller skating rinks. I mean, they were when I was a kid, too. But are they coming back? I mean, are people, because it sounds to me like there's a real need for indoor activities. Certainly we know in this climate, in Astoria, I would imagine that in the winter, those Friday nights are going to be packed. And I would imagine that if you have events all the winter long when the weather is inclement here, that there will be a lot of activities.
You know, I don't know if it's my age or if things are changing, but I think with the economy being a little bit on the downside, doing fun, wholesome family things and community projects seem to be where a lot of communities are heading. So, yeah, I do think drive-ins and things, you know, roller rinks that are achievable, financially achievable for the average family are coming back. And it's fun.
And I could actually see, you know, Astoria has become such a destination now for tourism. I mean, it is there's this kind of moniker, historically hip Astoria, and we have a lot of young people who are actually moving here, and people who come from every weekend. You can see that town is crowded with people who are here to enjoy the four brew pubs and, you know, the restaurants, the shopping, and all of that. And I could see events at the Armory drawing people in and being an economic driver.
Absolutely.
The Antique Roadshow wants to come because they had a tough time booking the Seaside Convention Center. That would be twice a year. There's all kinds of auctions and different things that there's a lot of people that would love to have an event in Astoria just for what you described. The like at the first roller derby event they had at halftime, indoor soccer. We an indoor volleyball. We're trying to raise some money to get the fasteners put into embedded into the gymnasium floor. The volleyball tournament in Seaside is one of the biggest in the nation. And people still play volleyball in the winter. We could have three courts and tournaments. But it's also open during, will be open during the day, like when I was a kid, for skating. And I've had a lot of mothers say, I will hand out skates if you can get my kids out of the house. And there's tons of events that could be going on there. It's just wide open. Anything that, and if you've got an idea, call Robin and say, I would like to do this. That's what's fun. It's that goofy field of dreams. You build it, we will come. We have people call us for events that I would have never dreamed of.
Yeah, I can see like a Cinco de Mayo celebration. I mean, all kinds of
The Brewfest will, if it rains terribly, they've already did a connection to come there. That giant event in the rainy season.
Right.
And she didn't stress it enough, Robin, but we really welcome zombies for dodgeball.
Okay, all zombies who are listening, dodgeball, August 16th, noon to 3.
There is prize money for those costumes.
And we only have a few minutes left, so I would like to give those minutes to you all to tell me any last things that you think we haven't covered that you would like our listening audience to know about the Armory. Obviously, we'll give some more your contact information again, but what else would you like the listening audience to know about the Armory?
Well, when I was working on the Liberty, that took $11, $12, $15 million of hard work for the Friends of the Liberty people. And I was always amazed they could raise it. The Armory doesn't need marble columns. The Armory doesn't need any of that stuff. It just needs minor things. So instead of millions, we just need, you know, thousands and not that much. And it's pretty amazing that that opportunity lies out there, that if there was the funds and the volunteers, carpenters, electricians. J.P. Plumbing's been really nice to us. That's for you, Jim. And, you know, it's doable. And not a lot of spaces are. You know, we were able to get that from Craft 3 for the price of a two-bedroom house. It would have been normally probably $1 million in another community. And it would cost $4 million to build it. And I promise you, no developer would build a $4 million building like that in a town of 10,000. So we have it here. And, you know, I'm 65 and bored and old. This place is fun. This is exciting. It's the giggles to have all these different people come up. The mayor's ball, we had a symphony on Saturday night. People loved it. I stood out in the street and the sound was amazing. And I'm thinking, my gosh, because of all these people working and putting this together, we have a symphony playing in the Armory, and the night before, we had family skate night.
Yes, you're passionate about this. I know you really led the charge on saving this building. So kudos to you, because truly it is an incredible facility and provides something that's really needed here. So if you're listening and you have some time, you have some resources that you can contribute, the Astoria Armory is a great place to do that. And Robin, what else would you like the listening audience to know?
You know, I want them to know that they can come to a place, have fun, be community-oriented, family-oriented, and they can create things themselves, too, if they want to teach a class. You know, if they are looking for a certain type of class, maybe we can provide that. It's very vast. We can make a lot of things happen, but we're going to need the support from all of the community.
Yes.
You know, especially a lot of the local businesses. I think when we have a concert of 2,000 people, we'll be able to bring in a lot of business for downtown as well. So it'd be great to get some help in there.
All right. Volunteers are needed. Robin's contact information. Again, you can go to AstoriaArmory.com. You can call her at 503-791-6064. Thank you, Robert Jake Jacob. Thank you, Robin Kustik, for all your hard work. And I hope all of you take advantage of getting in on the ground floor of the Astoria Armory.
Just a quick thing. I always come up with ideas, but I don't do all the work because I can't bend over and clean very well with my back. It's the other people, the roller dolls, the board members, and all the volunteers that spend a month and do this stuff that don't get their names or get on radio shows. So.
All right. Thank you to all of you who have been helping, and we need more folks to get involved. Thank you very much, Kate Brewster, for engineering the program. A shout out to also local talented banjo instructor Michael Brun for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself. Today, take a deep breath. with gratitude for all the things that are going well in your life. There will always be those things that won't go well, but focus on the things that are going well with gratitude, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.